The Daisy. There was a house where various kinds of flowers were blooming in the front yard. In every May, spring flowers came into bloom beautifully. Tulips, roses, and peonies boasted their lovely figures. A daisy on a small part of the lawn, close to the roadside, and outside of the fence, was also in bloom. She was very small.
Those flowers over there must be very happy. People come to look at them.
The small daisy envied the tulips, roses, and peonies in the front yard. Then suddenly, a tiny little skylark came over to the small daisy, and she danced around her and sang beautiful songs.
What a small, pretty flower you are!
The tiny little skylark stroked the daisy and flew away to the wide and blue sky. Now, other flowers envied the small daisy. The next morning, the daisy heard the skylark's tearful voice. The small daisy looked up at a cage hanging in the window. The skylark was crying in the cage. The daisy wanted to help the skylark, but she couldn't do anything. After a while, two boys came over the fence and crouched down near the daisy.
"This lawn is good!"
Two boys poked at the lawn around the daisy. They drew a circle around her and cut out the lawn. The small daisy came to stand in the middle of the sod.
"Well done! Should I pull this little daisy out?"
"Nah, let's keep it there. It's pretty."
Two boys brought the lawn and laid it down in the cage. The skylark flapped her little wings and cried. But the small daisy could not comfort her.
"Water! I want to drink water! Everyone forgot to give it to me! Why is the air so impure and thick?"
The skylark felt painful and pecked the lawn with her bill. Until that night, nobody gave her some water. The skylark nodded her head to the daisy.
"Goodbye. You will dry up and die like me soon."
The skylark was very thirsty and painful, but she did not touch the daisy. The daisy was so sad. The skylark died, laying her head next to the daisy. The next day, the two boys came back. They made a grave for the skylark with tears in their eyes. The daisy was thrown away with the lawn on the street.
"It was not the grave which the skylark wanted to have,"
the daisy said to herself.